Welcome to the Healthy ADHD Podcast. Same podcast, different name. I am your host, Liz Lewis. And like I said before, I do not want to host another boring podcast. If you look on iTunes, there are a gazillion podcasts about ADHD. I'm totally serious. You should check. Look, I just don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. The Healthy ADHD Podcast
is your place to get the best information and hear from the best experts in the field of ADHD. I take all this information and I make it understandable, actionable, and hopefully a little fun. It does not suck.
Okay, so I shared something on Facebook the other day. Well, when I record this, it's the other day. By the time you hear it, it will probably be, you know, something that happened 4 weeks in the past. But basically, I want to spend today talking about ADHD meltdowns. It happens with kids and it happens with adults.
Before I go and I start telling you the story, I want to refer a little bit to one of my favorite books. I've talked about it before. It's called Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Adult ADHD. It's by J. Russell Ramsey and Anthony Rostain, both of which will be at the conference this year. So I've mentioned this book before, and there are several parts of this book that are relevant to meltdowns. But the one I wanted to focus on today was negative thinking and negative core beliefs. I'm looking at page 75 in the book, and I think this is just really interesting. I'm going to read it. The development and implementation of new coping skills is central to CBT for adult ADHD. Adults with ADHD, many of whom have gone undiagnosed most of their lives, very often have unsuccessfully tried to adopt coping strategies used by individuals without ADHD and have not developed a set of coping skills tailored to an understanding of their ADHD profile. Meaning, many of us have developed coping strategies, just not very good ones. And if you weren't diagnosed until you were an adult, when the shit hits the fan, so to speak, we don't have very good coping strategies. When we have stuff going on in our lives, like I did a few weeks ago, we just tend to become avoidant, and all the negative patterns, all the negative beliefs about ourselves, it all comes bubbling up. On top of this, we have the obvious executive function deficits. The thing about executive functions is that they affect every aspect of your life. Your career, your relationships, your parenting, the way you manage your space and your time. And guess what? All of those major areas of your life, they affect where you get your sense of self. And Rostain and Russell talk about this in this book. And I really believe this lack of coping skills and this lack of sense of self, it's missing in a lot of us. I mean, it says right on page 76, we derive a sense of self from the ability to get things done and to maintain healthy relationships. And when you can't do those things, and they're so essential, and it looks so easy for everyone else, it looks easy. It's really hard when something throws you off to come back from it. Okay. We all know that emotional dysregulation comes along with ADHD. Sometimes this is anger. Sometimes this is more internal. Sometimes this looks like avoidance of everything. But this is the deal. We have trouble effectively managing our responses to triggers, environmental triggers, other humans, so on and so forth. We are much more likely than non-ADHD adults to have difficulty managing these emotional reactions. And when we react, we tend to react bigger, whether that means we are super sad and the negative self-talk starts immediately, or we become super angry. It's just, we do it bigger and better. That's all. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and tell you the story. My story is not so much about anger as it is about negative self-talk and patterns in my life and beliefs about who I am and what I deserve and what I'm capable of. So here we go.
So I'm going to tell you the story, and then I'm going to tell you the three pretty simple steps I took to back the bus up and get past it. All right, so this is how it started. My week started with a day off from school. Now, anybody who knows me will tell you that I struggle with these school holidays. I mean, summer is one thing, but then when school starts, they have these holidays in September and October. So my son was off of school on Monday, and I think at the very beginning of that week, this would have been the first week in October. At the beginning of that week, I already had it in my head that this was going to be a super long week and that it was going to be tough for me to get work done. That was my first mistake, because when I get an idea like that in my head, oh, it's going to be a tough week, I tend to behave in ways that plays out. Again, the power of the mind, right? So I started out the week with a day off of school. The day itself was not too bad. I actually had a really, really strange phone conversation with a family member that day, that Monday. And it started out, this person actually told me that they were feeling ignored by someone else in our family. And then they told me, you know, what had happened. And I said, well, yeah, maybe calling every 30 minutes and texting and emailing, maybe that was a little much. You know, you can be sort of aggressive in your communication style. And of course, they asked me what I meant and asked for examples. And it was a little hairy for a few minutes. I gave examples, we talked about it. And then we actually talked about something else, like the conversation shifted. So I thought it was over. Well, as it turns out, I got a whole bunch of kind of harassing emails from this family member the next morning. And I basically turned around and said, I can't do this. I thought this was an okay conversation. Obviously, I was wrong. I can't do this. And I sort of put up the boundary there, like, this is not a conversation I'm rehashing with you. And so that happened. And to be honest, I didn't lose sleep over it. It wasn't anything crazy. But I think some of the stuff that person said in the emails was kind of weird. And maybe it was in the back of my mind. I just didn't realize it at the time. And I wasn't doing a great job with my daily thought downloads. Usually I'm pretty consistent, but I didn't do a great job, maybe because of the day off of school. I don't know. So that was the first thing. No thought download and wacky conversation with a family member. Well, then a couple days later on Wednesday, I had a book discussion group. And that night, my medication wore off and I wasn't feeling as articulate as I normally would. I prepared for this one the same way I always do. I do this book discussion group for ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. I do it every other week. It's all about Sari Solden and Dr. Frank's new book, A Radical Guide for Women with ADHD. I don't know what happened, but I got really tongue-tied that evening. And I felt the whole time like I wasn't articulating myself and explaining very well what we were trying to do in the group. And Dr. Frank, I felt like, had to explain because I wasn't doing it well. And I went into a really crazy headspace during that meeting and proceeded to miss most of the best part of the meeting because I was so in my head about it. So that was really odd. And then toward the end of the week, I guess Thursday into Friday, I got super stressed out because my friend Jenny, who started the See an ADHD podcast, and I had a discussion and decided that we're going to separate the See an ADHD from this podcast, the Healthy ADHD podcast. And of course, in my brain, that's like 20 hours of work and switching this and switching that and a new iTunes feed and blah. Like, in my mind, that is just like above my pay grade, and I don't even know what has to happen. All those things kind of combined. And again, I was not doing a daily journal practice. I was not thought downloading, which is what usually helps me. But that week I was off the rails. So these things happened. And I recognized right away, like Thursday night into Friday of that week, that I was not functioning on all four cylinders. The force was not with me. I was tired, strangely tired, and my muscles hurt. I had worked out and my arms and my legs were killing me. I couldn't run like I normally do. My energy was really bad, and I knew that my headspace was not good. And I kind of knew that I was spiraling, so I needed to get on top of it. And so I'm going to tell you, I acknowledged that I was having this meltdown. I knew it was happening when it was happening. In fact, I messaged a friend of mine who is a coach, a life coach. She is not an ADHD coach, but I actually messaged her and said, you know, I'm having wacky thoughts. And I told her my thought is quite literally, I don't want to do anything. I didn't want to record podcasts. I didn't want to write any content. I didn't want to talk to anyone, which is so totally out of character for me. So she and I talked back and forth a bit. And I totally knew that I was spiraling. I mean, I knew that this wasn't right. And so I started to think about, okay, when this happens, you know, in the past, it's taken you a bit to rebound. What do you need to do here? And I'm going to tell you, the first thing I did was I started to work backward. Now, that is basically journaling thought downloading process. And I will tell you, I resisted. I did not even want to hold the pen in my hand and do it. I didn't. I resisted for probably a whole day, a good 24 hours. And I knew I needed to work backward. I needed to figure out when it all started, why it started, what I was thinking about it. And so I did. I had to listen to a bunch of, on Spotify, I had to turn on one of those, what do they call it? Deep focus mixes. I had to turn one of those on, no words. And I had to sit and force myself with the door closed in my office, ignoring my family, to download a little bit. I did it. It was not super fun. It was not super fun, but I was glad I did it when it was over. So that's how I actually figured out that it started early in the week. It started days before I recognized what was happening. So that is step number one. Force yourself to download. When you know you're in the middle of something, when your head is just ping-ponging around and you are not functional, you are not on top of your life, the first thing you have to do is force yourself to download it. If you're a typer, then you can do it on a Word document. I mean, that's fine. I have a notebook, so I did it in there. You must download it. You got to work backward. Figure out where it actually started. The first time you knew that your consciousness sort of shifted. You got to figure it out. Okay. The second thing I did was I started to ask myself questions, and I did do this in writing as well. So the first thing I did was I asked myself questions about that conversation and about my Monday and why I had been so grouchy about Monday in general. You know, is a day off from school, does it really affect my work? Well, it does. It affects my work, but if I plan ahead, which I never do, it doesn't have to be detrimental to my work. So that was a thought that I made up for myself, that Monday was going to be a lost day. When I figured that out, that I had been thinking Monday is a lost day. Then I asked myself about the conversation with a family member. I said, was I being rude? And then I thought, no, this person called me to vent. I responded, well, were my examples wrong? Should I have not given those specific examples? No, they asked me for examples. And I didn't even say things in a mean way. I was very careful in how I framed everything. I asked myself these questions, and it actually really helped to release some of the nasty stuff that was said to me in the email. And then I started to ask myself questions about Wednesday night, my book group, which I already said I had issues with. And basically, objectively, did I have any evidence that I did a terrible job on Wednesday night? I really didn't, even though my headspace was telling me, oh, Dr. Frank isn't going to be your friend anymore. You're going to get fired from ADA. I don't know how I thought I could get fired from something I don't get paid from, but I had to ask myself those questions. Does Dr. Frank appear to be mad at me? Nope. She and I emailed. She did not appear to be mad at me. Can you actually get fired from a volunteer gig? Probably not. And do I have to beat myself up about this? Because did anybody really notice that I was struggling? And the answer to that was no, because I asked about 5 people and nobody knew. And I know it sounds crazy, but I had to ask myself all of these questions. in writing on paper. And I had to spend like 2 hours doing it because that was the only way I could really work around the crazy. Like that was the only way that I could get through what was in my head. I did those two things. I downloaded and then I started asking myself questions, you know, working backwards. And the funny part was then I started to really freak out because I thought, oh my gosh, now that I did all this and I'm in a better headspace, I still don't feel motivated. What is going on with me? Is this what depression feels like? Maybe I'm depressed. Am I a depressed person? Like, I started to panic that there was something else wrong, that it wasn't just my negative headspace and my, you know, ADHD self-talk. Like I didn't know. Like I kept questioning everything and I kind of scared myself a little bit, which is, I'm laughing right now because it was kind of silly. Like, oh my God, am I a depressed person? Who says that to themselves? I mean, really? I don't know. I do. Liz does. Anyway, and now we're into Sunday. I'm going to move us forward into Sunday because this all happened on Saturday. I did all this thought work, all this downloading, working backward, asking myself questions. I did all of it on Saturday. So on Sunday, I woke up in the morning and all of a sudden it occurred to me that maybe I just needed to rest. I mean, I tend to hustle, right? Like I try to do social media every day. I try to produce at least one piece of content every week, whether it's written or it's this podcast. I try to do my due diligence and research ADHD and women and all the topics. And I still run a community, right? And so I'm having these conversations. I'm producing content for the community. I'm producing content for public consumption. I'm producing podcasts. I'm doing all this stuff. And I'm asking myself, maybe do you just need a break? Do you just need some time off, or you know what? I had to look at myself in the mirror on Sunday morning in the mirror. And I said, I think you need a break from your life, or at least from your everyday grind. You need a break. And there was something really weird about saying it to myself in the mirror. That's so cheesy, but I had to give myself permission verbally to take a break. So I did. On Sunday, I did not do any work stuff. I didn't read any books. I didn't take any notes. I did not record a podcast. I did not email anybody asking to collaborate. I didn't post that much in my community. I just answered questions. I just took a break. And this is weird, but I woke up on Monday morning and I was better. I'm not going to say I was like miraculously better because it's now been a week and I'm still a little coming off of it, I guess you could say. It's like I have a hangover. I have an emotional vulnerability hangover. I don't know. But that's really what it was. And I think it's a really great example of how the ADHD mind can take us to places. And we're not always ready to deal with it. It took me basically a week and a half to really even make this podcast, to really talk about it. I did post on Facebook that I was feeling crappy about my life and that Facebook made it worse. So it was interesting. People were like, oh, thanks for sharing that. I was surprised how many people said that. They were glad that I shared that. I feel like if I talk about my own meltdown and I talk about what I did to get out of it, maybe that would be helpful to someone else. So to recap, Liz had a meltdown. It started on a Monday and it just got worse as the week went on. Started with a bad conversation and a bad attitude about the week. It carried over into a book discussion group I did in front of like 30 people. By the end of the week, I thought I was depressed or that there was something wrong with me and I had no motivation. And it was basically all in my head. There was very little objective evidence for any of my mind drama. And again, the power of the mind is great.
My mind brought up every negative belief I've ever had about myself and my ability to manage my relationships and my career and myself. It brought it all up in a 3-day period of time.
So if that helps you, if it makes you feel less alone, if you've had one of these meltdowns, tell me about it. I mean, really. And here's what I did. I forced myself to thought download and I worked backwards. I tried to figure out when it all started to shift, when my mind went really negative. It took several hours. So that was number one. That was step one. Number two, I started asking myself real questions. Is this accurate? Is what you're thinking factually accurate? Did this actually happen? What did you actually say? What did the person actually say? I checked in with other people so I could continue to ask myself questions. Did I seem this way? Did I seem off? You know, and I was honest about it with people. And I asked myself probably 100 questions and I answered the questions. And having that evidence on paper was really helpful. Number three, I allowed myself to take a break, a mental health day, whatever you want to call it. I did it. I had to give myself permission, but I did it.
Before I get the email questions about this, I don't have a good therapist right now. I'm in the market for one, but I don't have one, so I had to do this on my own. If you have a therapist, I highly suggest, if you're in the middle of a meltdown, moving your appointment up, doing what you have to do to get in there and talk to someone about this. If you don't have a therapist, then this is just something for you to think about for the future.
I would love to hear any ADHD meltdown stories you have, whether they're funny or not funny or serious. I mean, I want to hear other stories. I hope this helped you. That's a good thing. Email me, healthyadhd@gmail.com.
I will share a link to Russell Ramsey and Anthony Rothstein's book. Not everybody's a science nerd like me, but it is a really good reference for when you're going through one of these situations. If you want to get to know me better, the women in my community, come and check out the Enclave.
We've got two different tiers of membership. Everybody there is super nice. It's like Facebook, but better. Like I always say, we are stronger together.